Well, today is the feast of Pentecost. This is actually the birth of the church, when that Holy Spirit, when that power came upon those apostles, right? Those first bishops, given that power. We've talked about this before, and they received, he would breathe on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. And our bishop now will breathe into that sacred chrism, his breath, handed down in unbroken succession, bishop to bishop to bishop to ours, and out into that chrism, a power that then is given to each one of us. The power and strength of the Holy Spirit given to each one of us. This is called sanctifying grace. Sanctify, it's the same as being in a state of grace. You know, you might notice if you're on social media that as I'm reflecting upon the readings coming up each weekend, I actually pray this prayer all week. I'm going, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Sometimes I'm going, would you please speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Yeah. And all of a sudden I go, wait, I got to get a pencil. It's coming too fast, you know. So, but anyways, one of the things that I reflected upon as I looked upon that power, I wrote this down on social media. I said, my raison d'etre, my reason for being as a priest, is to get you in a state of grace. And then I let God take it from there. It's true. The very essence of what I am as a priest is to get you in a state of grace. Get me and you in a state of grace. It's a power that's necessary for us to fulfill our destiny. We were created not for ourselves, but for God. And so that power is given to each one of us to help us to understand our purpose. Why, God, did you create me? What did you want me to do with this life you gave me? And how can I do it? Not under my own power, but under yours. And so it's about getting us all divinely connected to God. That power. Listen, if you sin grievously, that power, that supernatural life disappears. Why? Because it can't, that power, that sanctifying grace can't coexist with serious sin. Now, God doesn't want it that way. But again, he gives us that will. A will to love him or not. To choose him or not. Okay, so that when we choose grievous sin over God, we're making that choice. It saddens him. But then what does he do? He gives us what's called, not sanctifying grace at that time, but now actual grace. What is actual grace? Well, it's like a kick in the behind. Usually the kick is saying, get to confession. But some way, somehow, God gets our attention. Sometimes he surprises us with a blessing, and we're awed by that. Sometimes we face a challenge, and we go, oh my goodness, I'm away from God. I got to get home. And so for me as a priest, I got to make that journey easy and accessible for you. And then once we have that sanctifying grace on us, we got to keep it strong. You see, a weak grace is easy to lose. We got to keep it strong. That's why we go, hopefully, frequently to confession. If you don't have that sanctifying grace, if you've lost it through grievous sin, you've ceased to be justified. And if you were to die unjustified, you go to hell. You need to know this, what I'm about to say. I panic about that. I want to be with all of you. I mean, I tell people I'm living a dream, or this is a slice of heaven here, and it is. But I want this for all of eternity. I want to be with all of you in heaven. And I can't imagine someone being out of a state of grace, being unjustified before the Lord, if they were to die today. And so I do everything. Just these past 9 days, many of you journeyed with us for the most ancient, the original novena. The one that all other novenas were built on, huh? 9 days leading up to today. We reflected what? On the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That's the power that we receive. And you've heard me preach many times, and I believe it with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength, that you have to pass through the first gift of the Holy Spirit to get to the rest. Pope St. Gregory, who wanted to capture the spiritual dynamism of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, posited the following order. He said, through the fear of the Lord, we rise to piety. From piety, then to knowledge. From knowledge, we derive strength. From strength, counsel. With counsel, we move toward understanding, and with intelligence, toward the wisdom. And thus, by the sevenfold grace of the Holy Spirit, there opens to us, at the end of the ascent, the entrance to the life of heaven. Fear of the Lord. What is that? The gift of fear of the Lord inspires a person with profound respect for the majesty of God. Its corresponding effects are protection from sin through dread of offending the Lord, and a strong confidence in the power of His help. You know, I tell people who are struggling with repetitive sin, I said, you got to get this. You got to ask for it. You got to want it. You got to get to a place where God is so awesome that sin, in particular that repetitive sin you're struggling with, is just off the table. Ain't gonna happen. You're awesome. I love you. I don't want to be out of a state of grace. I'm done with that. You know, that's the 12th level of Alcoholics Anonymous, isn't it? Turning your life over to God. They say it's the only cure for alcoholism. Well, it's the only cure for any kind of ism. You got to do that. Yeah, don't keep God at an arm's length, at a manageable distance. Let Him all the way in. Let Him rule your life. Let Him love you. Let Him hold you. And then watch as all these gifts usher in. You know, we can look around, can't we? And we can see the world right now is disconnected from the divine life. St. Paul wrote to the Galatians, and he said, you know, this is what that looks like. He called it the acts of the flesh are obvious. He says, here it is. Watch this. This doesn't look familiar. He said, sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. In essence, he's saying, you're disconnected. You don't have that sanctifying grace in you. You don't have that divine life because the devil's playing you like a toy. Easily. Oh, gee, Father, I keep doing this. Well, stop it. So you want to, you know, the Nike made the shirts, just do it. I want to make shirts that just say, just stop it. Right? Just stop it. But He gives us a power to do that. But if we're keeping Him at an arm's length, right, a manageable distance, so we control God instead of letting God control us, you know, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. God, I love you so much. I love you so much. I can't even imagine sitting in your presence, in your love, in your arms. I love you so much. And then if we pass from this world to the next in that sanctifying grace, we come into our eternal life. But it's even more than that. You see, St. Paul said, here's what happens when people are in that power of the Holy Spirit. What happens to them? There's an energy. There's a life. There's a desire to want to serve God in every way they could possibly find. And you know what comes from that? Here it is. An energy that's found by living not for myself, but for Christ who lives in me. You know what comes from that? Fruit. Evidence of that life. Love. Joy. Peace. Patience. Kindness. Faithfulness. Goodness. Gentleness. Self-control. Don't we want that? Don't keep God at a manageable distance while you hang on to that sinner's sins. Let him all the way in. And so, my brothers and sisters, I'm asking you right now. Let's do this right now. There's an ancient prayer. It comes with a indulgence. We actually pray the first part, the part that comes with for indulgence, after our petitions every week. But today I'm going to pray the full prayer, and I'm going to ask God to just pour out a tsunami wave of His Holy Spirit power in your lives right now. Please close your eyes and bow your heads. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant us in the same Spirit to be truly wise and ever to rejoice in His consolation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.